to Empower Your Thinking, the podcast that inspires and fuels your journey to unlocking your full potential. Join host C.T. Johnson on the voyage of self-discovery as he uncovers the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. Tune in and elevate your thinking today.
Well, hello, Empower. Welcome to the first episode of Empower Your Thinking, formerly A Biblical Perspective. I'm your host, C.T. Johnson. I'm super excited about the revamp and the relaunch of the podcast as we embark on the voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time every time we get together. Make sure that you don't miss one episode of Empower Your Thinking. Before we get into today's topic, I invite you to follow me on Instagram for a daily dose of empowerment. Follow me at I Empower Lives. We're going to have live encounters there via IG. Also, I'll upload empowering snippets that is sure to enlighten you. And also, I'll be sharing periodically quotes from my latest book, Empower Your Thinking, Volume 1, Quotes to Shift Consciousness, Provoke Thought, and Increase Understanding. So go on over to IG and follow me at I Empower Lives. And also, while you are in the following mood, why don't you mosey on over to YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel, I Empower Lives. There you will have at your disposal 24 hours, 7 days a week, powerful videos of my Monday Empowerment live stream that airs every Monday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time via Facebook Live and YouTube. You will have access to new content as well as archived content. So go on over to YouTube and subscribe to our YouTube channel, I Empower Lives. And lastly, I have a surprise for you at the end of today's episode. So make sure that you stick with me all the way to the end. Now, let's get into our topic for today. Are you at a place, at a juncture in life where you need transformation? You need to see change. You're tired of simply hoping for change, wanting change, praying for change, but you're finally at the place that you want to see change. You want to embrace change. You want the manifestation. You want the tangible. You want to see outwardly, externally, the change, the transformation of your life, of your family, of your finances, of your business, of your relationships that you see internally. Well, I'm getting ready to help you. I'm getting ready to provide you with the tools to do just that. I want to give you 4 steps to transforming your life. And understand, this is really what Empower Your Thinking is all about. I will say this throughout the entirety of this podcast and almost probably in every episode. And that is, a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. In order to change your life for the better, you have to empower your thinking. You have to shift your consciousness. You have to rid yourself of the ideologies and the belief system that has confined you and restricted your life, whereby you can't move beyond your current limitations. Okay? And so as we talk about how to transform your life, the first step to doing that. Are you ready? The first step to transforming your life is to embrace the opportunity for transformation. Too many of us, when an opportunity presents itself for being the catalyst of change, the change that we want, the change that we're hoping for, the change that we're praying for, when an opportunity presents itself, because we are in most cases infatuated with the thought of change, but we are not ready to engage in the works that will bring about that change. And that's what keeps most people confined to their position of limitation, confined to their life of insufficiency and inadequacy, even though they want better, they don't want it bad enough to do what's required to transition yourself from bad to better. And so why is that? Because in order to transform your life, you have to be willing to move out of your comfort zone. Did you hear me? In order to transform your life, you have to move out of your comfort zone. If you stay where you are, then you will keep what you have. It's just that simple. If you stay where you are, you will keep what you have. However, if you want more, if you want to advance, and when I say want more, I'm not talking about becoming greedy, okay, whereby you are never fulfilled and or satisfied as it pertains to your achievements and your advancements. But I'm talking about you knowing that where your life currently is not where you want it. It's not where God wills it to be, that there is a next level, that there is a next dimension, even another strata of finances, of success, of entrepreneurship, whatever it is. But I want you to understand that in order to move into that next level of life, you have to be willing to give up where you currently are and willing to leave it. You have to be willing to move outside of your comfort zone, because if you want change, then you have to understand that change, catch this, change requires change. It's just that simple. You can't expect something different. You can't expect to move into something new and everything remains what it is. And that's what is holding many people back from progressing, from advancing, even though they say, I want change. You really don't, because you're not willing to leave the familiar. You're not willing to expose yourself to discomfort. You're not willing to expose yourself to new environments, to new thoughts, new perspectives, but yet you want something different. I'm sure many of you, excuse me. I'm sure many of you have heard the saying that if you want something different, then you have to do something that you've never done. Okay. Also, I'm sure you've heard the saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. And so the first step to transforming your life is to embrace the opportunity for transformation. Seize the moment. Change is always possible. Know that. Remember that. Never forget it. I don't care the circumstances, how dire they may be, how heartbreaking they may be. Change is always possible. But here's the caveat. You have to be willing, okay? You have to be willing to engage in the process that is required to establish new mindsets, new ideologies, and new belief systems that's going to foster the change that you are wanting. Okay? Also, realize that change begins with the foundation of thought. Change begins with the foundation of thought. Again, a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. Your thoughts become words, and words become reality. So that's why it's important for you to note that change begins with the foundation of thought, because our reality, our worlds are erected, are constructed based upon our thought life. If you think on something long enough, you'll start to confess it. And your words, my words, our words possess power. What is the power? Proverbs 23:7 talks about life and death is in the power of the tongue. Well, what is the power of the tongue? The power of the tongue is creativity. And that creativity, or that creative power, will establish life or death. And so, point one, to transform your life, embrace the opportunity for transformation. There will be many opportunities afforded unto you to transform your life, but you have to develop an eye to identify the opportunity within the problem, the opportunity within the disappointment, the opportunity within the letdown, to catapult my life into another phase that's going to be better than what I've currently experienced. Now, step two, engage in the mindset renovation. Engage in mindset renovation. Now, that's a very important step, because many of us, we have been so inundated with the disappointment of others, and we've been so inundated with ideologies and concepts that have locked us into poverty, locked us into lack, locked us into inadequacy. We have been, for many, you have been conditioned due to your rearing, due to your upbringing, that this family is known for being high school dropouts. And so you have a mental construct.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
That prohibits you from moving into the realms of achievement and accomplishments. And so what you must do is renovate your mind. To transform your life, you have to engage in mindset renovation. You cannot go into the new with old concepts, especially concepts that contradict what you are pursuing. Okay? Acknowledge the power of your thoughts to manifest reality. Remember, I just said under step one that our thoughts create words and our words create our reality. So as we deal with step two, engage in mindset renovation, how do you do that? You have to acknowledge the power of your thoughts to manifest your reality. If you think on it long enough, now you can't think on something without releasing corresponding action to embody that thought, to employ that thought, okay, to give life to that thought outside of your head. In order for life to be given to your thoughts, you have to release a deed and or an action that aligns with that thought that makes it a reality. Okay. Now we're still dealing with step two, engage in mindset renovation. I'm giving you bullets under each step. Okay. So step two, engage in mindset renovation. The first bullet under there, acknowledge the power of your thoughts to manifest reality. The second bullet, understand the importance of aligning your thinking with principles and strategies conducive to the change you want to see. So you have to stop hanging out with persons that are planting strategies within your subconscious that contradict where you are desiring to go. Stop hanging out with the doubters. Stop hanging out with persons that tell you, well, that's a dumb idea because you need this amount of money in order to fund that idea, in order to back that idea, and you don't have it. You don't have the credit whereby the banks will even give you the loan. These are individuals that you need to disconnect yourself from. These dream killers. Disconnect yourself from people that are chronically discouraging and habitually negative. Okay. These are individuals that you do not need to be around, especially if you are cultivating a new mindset, cultivating new ideologies, cultivating a new you. If you're cultivating a new you, then you have to surround yourself around individuals, establish, erect, and build an environment that is going to support and undergird you in what it is you are planning, what it is you are mapping out as it pertains to the future, as it pertains to goals and objectives. Understand that aligning yourself, aligning your thoughts with principles and strategies that are conducive to the change that you want to see is paramount. Okay. And the third bullet under step two, commit to making necessary accommodations, modifications, and renovations to your thinking to facilitate the changes you seek. Now, that also is a very powerful, powerful bullet, because many of you, many of us, all of us at one point or another in our lives, we start out strong and bold and enthusiastic. But somewhere in the middle of the process is where many of us lose steam and we lose heart. But you have to commit yourself to following through with your plan, following through with your objectives, following through with the blueprint that you have developed to transform your life. Whatever the area of life that you're working to transform, you have to commit to making the necessary accommodations, adjustments. You can't go back and start everything over and over again. Whatever you realize, or rather, whatever you deem as the requirements as necessary to accomplish what it is that you are working on, you have to commit to that process, whatever that process is. Okay. So we're talking about step two, engage in mindset renovations. You have to commit to the modifications, the accommodations, the process, the demolition. There's mental demolition, mental deconstruction that we all have to go through in order to transform our lives. The third step, prioritize elevated thinking. Now, I love that one. Prioritize elevated thinking. Some of you, you think too low. You're thinking that, let me say this way, you're thinking mediocrely or mediocre. Your thinking is mediocre. Many of you aren't even trying to reach your full potential because you fear being disappointed. And so instead of you reaching for the stars, you're reaching for something that does not extend you. There's no effort in the reach because it's so close. You could reach it. You could accomplish it with little to no effort. But people who do great things because they reached for what seemed to be unachievable. Oh, that was good there. That was good. If you want to do something great, if you want to go down in history, come on, if you want to be remembered for walking on the proverbial water, then you have to be willing to do what is seemingly impossible. Okay? Elevate your thinking and make elevated thinking a priority. Whatever it is, get books on it. Acquire material and resources on whatever it is, whatever the change that you are working diligently to bring about. Ensure that you are feeding your thoughts, you are feeding your mind, that you are planting seeds of success, planting seeds of hope, planting seeds of encouragement and not discouragement. Okay. Get rid of those low level, mediocre thinking, operating, functioning friends. Some of you, everyone in your circle is mediocre. Everyone in your circle does the limited, does the limited amount required in any and everything they do. They never overextend themselves. They don't put forth any effort. They don't exert strength. They don't go the extra mile in anything. These are people that you need to, if you want to do great things, then you have to surround yourself with great people. Okay? So, in elevating or prioritizing your thinking, elevated thinking, stop thinking low and a base, elevated. To do that, you have to shift your focus towards loftier aspirations and ideals, steering away from mundane concerns. Now, yes, you're going to have people to say to you that, oh, you think you're better than me. No, I don't think I'm better than you. I'm just endeavoring to do better than you. Uh-oh. How about that? How about those apples? I don't necessarily think I'm better than you, but I know, catch this, that there's better in me. I know that I can do better than what I'm doing. I know I can be better than what I am. And so shift your focus toward loftier aspirations. That's what I meant by prioritize elevated thinking. Okay. And then number four, or before I get to number four or step four, let me give you this last or the second bullet point under step three, which is prioritize elevated thinking. Understand that aligning your thoughts with principles of positivity, integrity, and growth can lead to success, fulfillment, and harmonious relationships. Okay. Those are the consequences of prioritizing elevated thinking. Okay. The consequence of elevating your thinking is positive outcomes, seeing, noticing growth in your life, growth that leads to success, growth that leads to personal and self-fulfillment, and growth that leads and produces harmonious relationships that will produce symbiotic relationships, reciprocal relationships. Now, before I get to step four, let's recap very quickly. How to transform your life? Step one, embrace the opportunity for transformation. Step two, engage in mindset renovation. Step three, prioritize elevated thinking. And step four, strategically position yourself for growth. I love that one as well. I love all four of them. How about that? You have to strategically, you have to be methodical. You have to be intentional as it pertains to what you need to do in order to have the growth, the advancement in your life in said area that you want. You can't be haphazard about it. You have to develop a plan. You have to spend some time thinking and mapping out what it is that you want. How am I going to accomplish this? What do I need to do? The changes that I need to make in my life as it pertains to time management, as it pertains to prioritizing myself better, so that I'll have the time, so that I'll have the space to do what I need to do. So step four again, strategically position yourself for growth. How do you do that? By surrounding yourself with supportive individuals who encourage and uplift you as you are embarking on the journey of personal growth. Another bullet point under step four, steer clear of negative negativity. Steer clear of negativity and distractions that will hinder your evolution, that will prohibit you from evolving into the person that you are desiring to become. And the last bullet point, embrace the journey. Embrace the journey. Too many times we regret, or rather, let me say it this way, we complain about the journey because it's hard and it's unexpected. What I've experienced, what I've dealt with, I didn't expect it to go this way. Okay, there's a whole lot of things that transpired in our lives that did not pan out the way we expected, but for many, we didn't give up. We didn't throw in the towel. We persevered. We endured. We pushed past what was pushing against us. We fought back. Come on. And so if you're going to transform your life, you must embrace the opportunity for transformation, engage in mindset renovation, prioritize elevated thinking, and strategically position yourself for growth. Well, I've had a blast with you on today, our first episode as we revamp and relaunch our podcast, Empower Your Thinking, Transitioning from a Biblical Perspective. I want you to connect with me on IG at I Empower Lives and let me know, message me there in regards to your thoughts pertaining to the first podcast, our relaunch, our revamp. You can also email me at info@ctjohnson.org and let me know your thoughts that way as well. Well, remember, I told you I had a surprise for you for this week only. For this week only. This is April 8th. At the end of this week, this offer is no longer on the table. But as of this week, I am sewing a second copy of my newest book into those of you who order your copy of Empower Your Thinking, Volume 1, Quotes to Shift Consciousness, Provoke Thought, and Increase Understanding. For this week only, you will get two books for the price of one. So you purchase your copy today, this week, you will receive an additional free copy to sow into the life of a friend, a family member, a loved one. I'm going to sow the second copy into you, and you sow it into whom you desire. I want to empower your thinking. And this book, the podcast, the revamp of our podcast, was inspired by my book. And I'm telling you, it's a very powerful book. It's not your usual book of quotes, but these quotes come with scripture to help you delve into the insight of the quote and to embody it. And there's also space in the book for you to take notes. There are questions as it pertains to the quote, because again, this book is about provoking thought. And so I want to encourage you to go to my website, ctjohnson.org, and purchase your copy for this week only. You purchase a copy of the book and you will get a second copy absolutely free. All right. Absolutely free. So the website will be in the show notes. Make sure that you go to the show notes and you can click on the hyperlink there and purchase your copy of the book. That's my gift to you. You will get two books for the price of one. Well, I've had a blast on our first episode. I'll be dropping episodes every Monday minimum. Now, every now and again, you may get two or three episodes in 1 week, but every Monday, you will get a brand new episode of Empower Your Thinking. Until then, this is CT Johnson. I love you. Be empowered.
Thank you for tuning in to another empowering episode of Empower Your Thinking. Remember, a changed life is the consequence of an empowered mind. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for more inspiring content that fuels your journey to unlock your full potential. And for daily empowerment, follow host CT Johnson on Instagram at @IEmpowerLives. Join us next week as we continue this voyage of self-discovery, uncovering the keys to a more empowered and fulfilled life.